Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 27. Proverbs 27. In our passage today, the Spirit of God has been pleased to give us some instruction on the exhibition of love. Love. The scripture says in verse 5, open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Open rebuke, uncovered reproof is better than secret love. That is love that's carefully concealed. Now the key to this passage of scripture, key word, love. Love. You know, open rebuke may be done in a malicious way. To get back. You did it to me, I'm going to do this to you. But open rebuke, apart from love, does nothing but just deepen the wedge between two people. But faithful, kind, loving rebuke for the well-being of the one loved is better than a hidden or concealed love. It's better. Failure to lovingly correct one that we love, failing to speak or act in a correcting way for fear of grieving him, losing his friendship, actually, according to the scriptures, is to hate him. Leviticus 19:17, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. In the margin it says, and not bear sin for him. Not sin against him by not lovingly helping him. Helping him, help him, rebuke him. You know, we may say to ourselves, I don't hate those in my heart that I fail to scripturally help with kind, loving rebuke. But according to scriptures, to leave him to himself, to not help him. I mean, the word is love. That's the word. That the scripture reveals, that's to hate him in your heart. Not the best thing in the world that we can do for a friend is lovingly, kindly, scripturally rebuke. I know that word sounds hard, and you think, well, get on to him. No, it's to help him, to correct him, lovingly correct him, Loving rebuke starts in the family. We're admonished to correct our children. You know, scripture says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. That is, diligently. That's Proverbs 13:24. Ephesians 6. I guarantee you, I've told you this before. You talk about a scripture. If you'd ask one of my kids, what's a scripture you remember most hearing, that you mostly heard when you was growing up? This is it right here. Children, Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. How do you not do that? But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. When we love our children, we rebuke them, correct them lovingly. I'm not saying abuse them, but don't leave them to themselves. I tell my kids, you're mine, and I love you. And because I love you, I'm gonna correct you. I'm gonna try to teach you something. I tell my kids, I say, let me tell you something. There's two kinds of people that don't want to be around unruly children. There's two kinds of people. Adults and other kids. That pretty well covers everybody, doesn't it? Nobody wants to be around. No. Open rebuke. Open rebuke is better than I love my children too much to correct them. Scripture reveals that to be nothing more than hatred. Hatred. Disobedience. Laziness. It's revealed to be a lack of love for the kids. False love fails to tell a friend his true need. False love. And we can't behold a more truthful show of love and friendship, loving care, open rebuke, than to tell them of their need of Christ. Their need to hear the word. This is the best thing that anyone, a believer, could do for a friend. You know, when the Lord met a woman at the well in the city of Sychar, Lord revealed himself to her. And Scripture says she left her water pot. She'd go in there, get some water. The Lord spoke to her. Revealed to her who he was, who she was. Go get your husband. I don't have him. She said, no. He said, the one you're living with right now, not your husband. All the others, you've had five other husbands. She left her water pot. She went back in the city, and the Scripture says, she went her way into the city and saith to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Chastisement. Open chastisement. Open rebuke. Chastisement. It's a mark of sonship. I want you to come hear this man. I want you to hear this man. I want you to hear what he's done for me. He told me everything I've ever done. This is the Christ right here. Now, how does the Lord chastise and scourge every son he receives? You know, that's what the Scripture says. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son he receiveth. That's what the Scripture says. How does he do that? Well, I can tell you the first thing he does. Here's the first mark of loving rebuke, loving chastisement. He gets them under the sound of the gospel, and he teaches them of himself. That's the mark of an object of God's mercy. He gets them under the truth, the gospel, the power of God. Under salvation, he puts them. This is why we bring you that raised your kids here. I know many of you have. You did the right thing. You did the right thing. You get them, bring them under, let them hear the gospel. This is the only hope they got. Why'd you do that? You love them. You love them. Why do you want they've grown up now. Why do you want them to come? Why do you want to come? Why do you want them to come? You love them. That's why. Loving rebuke. It's better. You know, we invite them. And I know the Lord's going to have to draw. I know that. But I tell you this, we invite them. We tell them, you know, come. I want you to come hear a man that told me everything I ever did. Oh, the display of God's love for His people. The elect, the sheep chosen in Christ. Those that He's loved everlastingly. The love that He has exhibited. The love that He exhibited in rebuking them. Now you talk about love. You talk about loving rebuke. Open rebuke. The greatest display of God Almighty loving us, loving His people. The greatest exhibition of open rebuke to us, the deserving ones, the greatest exhibition of open rebuke, the crucifixion. Almighty God dealt with us, His people, His elect, the chosen, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That rebuke. Whose sin was Christ made? Us. Why did He die? Because God loved His people. Listen to this. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth, introduced, exhibited His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Greatest exhibition of open rebuke. Who needed the rebuke? Pat? Me. You. Who deserved it? Who received it? Christ. That open, revealed, discovered rebuke of our sins set forth when Christ put away the debt. God openly rebuking us lovingly in the person of our Redeemer. He willingly laid down His life for us. And my friend, that's better than secret love. Not disclosed. God leaving us to ourselves. Better. Oh, for by the blood of Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which be in Christ Jesus. Who is he that condemneth? Christ died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Faithful, Scripture says, verse 6. Faithful, supportive, building up. Are the wounds, are the loving reproofs of a friend. Faithful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, one who cares. That's what a friend. I looked it up. What is it? One who cares. A friend. He cares. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him. He careth for you. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. The Lord said, I'm your friend. You do the things I say. What do we do? We believe Him. We trust Him. We hear. We listen. Oh, but the kisses of an enemy, like that fair speech of that woman in Proverbs 7, had the attire of a harlot. That's what the kisses. Oh, the false kisses of false religion. Lie, just lie, lie. lie. Oh, the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Lord was in the garden there, been praying. Judas walked up to him, kissed him. Lord said in Luke 22:48, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? We, God's sheep, his fold, we desperately need to be rebuked with the truth. The truth that exposes our sin. Truth that wounds our pride and puts us in dust. We need that. I need open rebuke. Here's what I need to hear. Job 15:14-16. What is man? I know what the world says. I know what false religion says. There's a little good in all man. There's a little good there, you know. We just need to exercise. We got faith, we just need to exercise it. You're not really bad people, you know. Here's what I need to hear. What is man that he should be clean? And that he's born, which is born of woman, that he should be righteous. Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water? I need to hear that. Because you know why? That's the way it is. I need God to teach me that. Afresh teach me that. Oh, you consider the absolute truth of man's depravity. And then the fallacy of men think or being told that they have the ability or the will to make themselves clean before God. All you have to do is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's a lie. That's a kiss that is deceitful. That's deceitful. We're dealing with men's souls here. God puts no trust in man. And the scripture says even the heavens are not clean, pure in his sight. How much more loathsome, corrupt is man that drinks iniquity like water? I need, Lord, teach me, teach me, teach me. Open, effectual, loving rebuke teaches God's own that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. I need the Lord to teach me that hearing the truth of God's sovereignty, man's depravity, man's need of salvation and rescue by the God who is the God of all grace and mercy. I need to hear that. Be taught that again. Open rebuke. Through the preaching of the gospel that reveals God Almighty is the I am that I am. It's not that Marvin is the author and finisher of his faith. I need to hear of him who is the self-existent, self-sufficient, eternal, unchangeable Jehovah. Him who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is life eternal, Lord said, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Brethren, sinners need the faithful wound, of a friend. I need a friend. I need a friend that's going to be honest with me. I need a friend that's going to stick with me. I need a friend that'll never leave me, never forsake me, and for the sake of my eternal soul, tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Open rebuke better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of deceit, Oh, my. They're soul damning. May the Lord bless this to our hearts. For Christ's sake. Amen. All right.